That he wants to take. Emav Dillon Alapas. You can say Kiddush on bread. You can't say Abdullah on bread.
What do you mean the Emav Dillon?
Sorry?
What do you say the Em? What's the Emav Dillon Alapas?
You have a vok?
Yeah, what do you
have?
I don't have a vok.
Oh.
Huh.
We
have a vok?
That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely
a vav. Okay. Definitely. Don't have a vav. Have a little gimel there.
Have a little gimel too.
Okay. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. I guess somebody else didn't like it either, they took it out. Okay. So, I will shech him avdilin, im hu chamar medina, but you can't use pas, but you can use other drinks. As long as they're chamar medina, uhudin l'shar mashkin, chutzin amayim, other liquids as well. As long as they're chamar medina, with the exception of water. Hagavatav yosel havdil al kais pogum shayayin me'al shecher. I have a choice between shecher or yayin, which is pogum. Yayin is still better, but menogel havdil motzi pesach al shecher l'al yayin mishut dechal bevelo. But on Motzi Pesach, where a person has not been able to have beer, because it's chavitz, all of Pesach, so that has a mila of being chaviv. So that's a chum that became a minig to use that as the chaviv is the mila of chaviv, to use something which is chaviv. We have the Zechali as Motzi Shabbos, Yesh Kiddushu Nemar Alapas. So now, what do you do in the situation where Yantav falls out of Motzi Shabbos, and the person is saying Kiddush. The Kiddush you can say on Pas. And the Kiddush of Motzi Shabbos includes half a dollar as well. So Yeshavim Sh'agim HaKiddush Avdilin Gamalov. So now in that situation, of course you can use the Pas for the Kiddush. You can use the Pas to Avdolah. Yeshavim Yerzatayim Lomri HaKiddush Avdolah Shneim Al HaShecher HaGov HaSar Rishon HaEker. The person doesn't have wine, so he could use Pas for the Kiddush, but he can't use Pas for the Havdolah. It's not, you can't switch in the middle, so it's better to use Shecher in that situation for both the, even though we said before that Pas goes even before Chamar Medina, but in this situation, Chamar Medina would be used because of the Havdalah element. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Pas, Zion. Well, don't be the Kiddush. You can't say Havdalah on Pas because it's not like Kiddush. I had a Kiddush, Shumakim Suda, Havim Minyan Hatzorach, like Kiddush, I'm going to take him Havdalah. So Pas is really connected to Kiddush, because since Kiddush requires Makom Suda, so Kiddush is always the introduction to the Suda, so it makes sense that you can say the Kiddush, the Pas is something which the Kiddush is relevant to. But the Pas, we always, in general, let's rephrase this, there's a lot of that Birchas HaShevach are said sometimes on Yayin, by the Bris, by Havdalah, by Seder Kedushin, etc., you say it on the Kais. There's no din of pas in any of those cases. There's no shaykhus to pas. It's din of Kais. That Kais, because it's the cheshivas of Yayin, because our Kaveya, to say something on the Kais to show the Shir to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shir is connected to Yayin. Shir is not connected to pas. The Kiddush is that the Kiddush is that Kiddush, since it's shaykh to the meal, so over there, we create a kula, or that it makes sense to say Kiddush and Pas. That's the Kiddush. So Dola is not the Kiddush, that you can't use Pas. Kiddush is the Kiddush. Kiddush is the Kiddush that you could use Pas. Well, Shechem Abdilin, Imein Lo Yayin, if no wine is available, you can use Chamar Medina. Imeyesh Lo Yayin, Hu Kodem HaKol HaMashkin. So we said before, when wine is available, you can't use other drinks. So Havdalah, which is done appropriately, we become Kaddish and become a school to Hashem. Okay. So you can use beer if it's Chamar Medina. I only have a similar shine days. Siftas, Mishapura, Birlochasham, Mao, Chamar Medina. What defines Chamar Medina? Like we had before, this discussion that it has to be Shefer has to be readily available to become Chamar Medina. It has to be a mashkin which is used regularly in the Medina. But the replacement that we use for Pesach to drink, which are not used regularly the rest of the year, can go in May licorice. They used to make some type of a drink out of using licorice. So that would not be a replacement for Yayin. Within the Kol Kiyotzev is that So even if you would have like a med debash, which is a med drink, a honey drink, it's only true in a place where that becomes the drink of the country. If it's not used regularly, so it's not considered a medina. Vayayin sort of. Whiskey, ain't kedai lahabdul. You shouldn't use a rabdala. The custom of the case, hamabdala regil hamabdul lishtoy sekula vein amashkem in the beisay. We don't share it. You drink the whole cup yourself. We ain't sorry kashably kaimzeh ki ach kashably kaimzeh. For a person to drink this year from a whiskey which is very strong by himself, that's going to be difficult. Akashel amashka achar yochel lahabdul. If it's all that you have, you can use a rabdala. Actually, certainly, it's just a minute of Akaponim, Malukmov, Shura, Revius, in Lavla Yatza. So, again, we had this idea before that Mishabura does not accept the leniency that you can, because it's whiskey, and whiskey is the derech is to drink smaller amounts, so therefore you can get away with a smaller amount. He says it replaces wine, but it functions like wine. There's a share Malukmov, which is Revius. So, if you don't drink Revius, you're not Yatza. So drinking, you can't drink oil, you can't drink milk, because people didn't drink milk as a mashka. So that sounds interesting to us, because by us we drink milk all the time. But now, and even nowadays, as I told you from Ramosha said, Chamar Medina, the point of Medina, wine, people don't drink wine for the purpose of thirst. People drink wine because it's a chashe of a mashke. So it's the simon, he says, it's used for social drinking. So people will get together and they'll have a cup of beer, a beer together. They'll have coffee, they'll have tea, they'll have wine, they'll have a martini. Right? They'll say, let's get together, let's have orange juice together. Right? If you're thirsty, you'll drink orange juice. We don't drink it as a social. It's not drinking. So same thing with milk. A cup of milk with the boys, the way home from the, from work, Don't stop to have a cup of milk with the boys on the way home from work.
Well, it's an open that in Hasana, people don't drink, they have to get orange juice.
What? And that's true, but it's not social drinking because they're thirsty.
No, it's social drinking because people are going to the bar to get a drink and they're going to get something to be sociable. They have no orders.
Okay, generally, I don't think we would get to. I would make up with you and say, hey, remember, let's sit together and have a cup of orange juice together. I might invite you to have a coffee. Let's sit down for a coffee. Let's invite you to sit down for a beer. I will not invite you to sit down for an orange juice unless you're thirsty.
Yeah, you don't need it, which is not social drinking. Why is it there at the wedding?
Because people like it. People.
I'm
drinking. What?
Okay.
So Moshe says that the milk is not a master choshev, or milk, oranges, etc. So we there's interesting. Shlomo Zalman has interesting case by coffee. He says that coffee has to be hot to be considered a medina. Iced coffee, I don't know. But once it gets, shrach, like nobody likes to drink it anymore. So it loses its shivus like a Chamar Medina. Okay. Chutz min ha-mayim. Afim roim shtiyas ha-medina hu min ha-mayim v'shum lo-lechosha. So even though that is the main drink of the country, because it's not enough that it's the main drink of the country, you also need the shumi choshev, and mayim is not considered a choshev. V'al kvas u-borsht. So kvas was... They would make it out of like a fermented grass, and they make a drink out of it. Or borish to bring mitzvahs and kol peibes. Like Rabbi Shom daf b'shatzachak em vorkim daf shamoin hamoinim shoysim yisom. You can't use it as kamar medina, even though people do drink it. Again, people don't drink it as a kashrut drink, and therefore it's not considered kamar medina. He talking about the conversation over there is using it for the cup for birchas hamazon. Okay, so over there the Magaram is being made because all there is the bracha. So you say you're gonna say a, so you didn't say if that's true. Over here, you're saying the bracha of Havdalah, which you may only say on a kites. So if this is not a valid kites, you can't say the bracha of Havdalah. So you have a kashash bracha of Havdalah, so you can't use it. Over there, say, listen, you don't have anything else. Why not use it for the question of Rechaz and Mazen? You'll say a shakal afterwards. Like, what's the problem? Misafik, why not use it? But over here, Misafik, you have a Rechaz and Mazen, so you can't use it. Kinmuchim Shubas Mashal, Mashayk and Abdullah. B'chayarim kosu b'shatzatchak yesh lahatbol mashka kvas. Well, you don't know what the Chayarim's logic is, why you can use kvas. Maybe became in a place where people relate to it as a mashka choshem. We have the dafki mikrashtiyas hamoyin humin mashka azeh. Again, then now it has to become one of the primary drinks of the country. So chamar medina that. Right.
Does Rav Moshe accept this qualification of Iker Shtiyas HaHamon, or is his social drinking a replacement for that?
I don't understand it like that. So we have, we have a few drinks which are up there. People drink coffee, tea, etc. People also drink Coca Cola. It's a very common drink. Some of the Iker, I don't think he says in the Kodesh
is Iker. Iker is one of the Iker. Uh-huh.
So he says soda. You can't use any mashkakala soda. Because again, people don't really drink it as for the purpose of a social drink. That's his way of defining kashivas, I think. Okay, so now we have a choice between chamar medina of and wine which is pogum. It's better to use the wine which is pogum. Okay, but talking shabura. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe that once the shaker is chamar medina, then it's better than kres pogum. So the Sharatzian says at the end of the shkulim heim means each one has a mile, each one has a chasarin, and therefore they're equal. I very grossly comes and gam kain the din of the Ramah who dafka shasheker ena chamar medina. That which the Ramah says that kres yayin pogum is better than shaker is because the shaker wasn't chamar medina. Okay. Then he said, "We're no to rabble mati pesach on shaker ubeis without the mokum shasheker who chamar medina a beres ashkash enol by the chamar medina behind behind my shukavim also have the war." So the chiddush over here is since it's chavim we can use it even wine is available, but we can't make it into chamar medina when it's not chamar medina. So if it's not a common drink, so then it's not a common drink. The Chavilov Shalosh Shaso Koyim HaPesach, since beer is Chomet, so you can't have it the whole Pesach, so now it's Chavik. I've never seen people do this, but I have heard from one of my Chavarim as the Bava Rechosa that the Bava Rebbe would make Monsi Pesach would make Abdullah on beer, which means that they would finish Mar and they would send somebody out, I guess with money, to go to buy beer, come back and they make Abdullah. So, if you shove out your yomtiv long enough, they can both the chametz back from the goy. By that point in time, you can use your own. But I don't think they can keep chametz going. Fine. So then we said.
I don't think they keep chametz.
Some people don't sell chametz going. Now, in a case where you can't make Abdullah on bread, in a case where Yantav is Motzi Shabbos, you're making the Kiddush on Pas, so some say you can make the Abdullah Gamalov, within Gamalov, Gamkein, but some of the Alta Balma Ema Vilan Allah Pas, you can't make Abdullah on the Pas. Hacha Agam Kiddush, Shuiker, Armin, Kol Hayak Nahaz Allah Pas. Once you're saying the Kiddush on the Pas, you can say the Abdullah on the Pas as well. But however, some say it's better to that situation to use Shaker, and the boss said, Asar Rishana Iker, which means you would say it on the pass. Time of Mishum Beharbe, Rishon Sir Ludain, Rekachim Allah Shaker, Kiliyabu Simon, Reshain Bey, Siftes, Ayin Shom, the Shaker is not an option. So therefore, the choice is between Shaker and pass. Type your Silasus, Kalyak Nahaz, Allah pass. But if I have a choice between pas and yayin, I should go with pas. I should go with yayin, even though the pas is more chalav. We brought a sheet before which said that a pas is more chalav. You should make the kiddush on the pas, but not in this situation where you're dealing with abdullah as well. The kamidom mishum some the inner mahabdal of the pas. The filum on sishav shu yomtiv va'achim loy imsa yayin a pas odif meshech. So the hierarchy is Yayin, and then Pas, and then Sheikh. Okay. Sif Gimel. Imein lo Yayin, lo Sheikh, or Shem Hashkos. You don't have anything to say, Abdullah. Yishar Mishamut al-Lechol. Okay, so now even you can't eat before Abdullah, if there's nothing to say Abdullah, so you said Abdullah in the Tefillah, and that's it. You'll be Samech on that, and you can eat. If, however, the person is anticipating to that wine or some drink he will arrive tomorrow morning, so then he can't eat Matzik Shabbos. He should wait till the morning to not eat. He does have wine. He does not anticipate getting any more wine in the near future. So now he has a problem of he needs the cup for birchas amazon, for benching. He needs the cup for havdalah. So mutim sheyachol kadem sheyavdul v'yivarchol birchas amazon achach yavdul amazon inash yivarch birchas amazon b'loy kais. The Divrei Harmon, the Ruch is both in two kais. According to the opinion which says the benching requires a kais, so the best thing to do is to use that kais for both benching and Abdullah. So you'll say benching on the kais, you'll say Rebbe Yagofen, and then you'll say Abdullah. So, but that means you ate before Abdullah. Yes, we're going to lenient let you eat before Abdullah to be able to get the mile of the benching on the kais and Abdullah kais. According to the Shita holds, the benching requires a kais. However, if you hold the benching does not require a kais, it's just a milo, then you say Abdullah on the kais, and then you eat it. You don't bench on the kais.
What's this you're talking about, bench?
Don't bench on the kais.
The
no. What's the shabbos?
Why should
a
person be eating before he eat Abdullah?
Well, that's what we're saying. Say, if you hold it, benching requires a kais. So if he's going to eat, he's going to bench, he needs a kais. So if he uses the kais of Abdullah, he won't have a kais for benching. Right. Okay, now. Omarish, a kais in lo hoya boy el revius, mitzimtsum, kri hoya mozik kedinoi. This cup only had a revius. And water had been added according to the halacha. So, Shim Hoya Mason by Mayim Yersula Hoya Rodeshtia, if you add any more water, it will not be considered wine. So, you can't say, well, I'll drink some, add more water, and solve the problem. Shim Loken, if the case is that you have not watered it out to its full extent, they recall Mavdal Tila, Shersim and Amat, to say Abdullah, drink a little bit. You'll add some water, Lurvius, and Mavarkal, Prefus and Mazin, and use it for benching. So, that would be the easy solution. If water, if it still has not been diluted, and you can add water to it. Okay, Zotim Shabura. So if the person doesn't have wine or shaker or sharmashkin, So lo shecher, who did miyesh lo shecher el shein al kamar medina? Or if he had beer, which is not, it's not kamar medina. People do not drink beer over here, so it's not an option. So the first opinion says you can eat without kavdola mutar. Kavakam sarach she spalled tefila v'yemer kavdola bechenados. You have to bet, you have to say kavdola and tefila. Alvakein kshiasik v'marchon kari skayv lahavdola kedina. Then you have to make kavdola tomorrow when you do get the wine, if it does come. Kila kavod mesimrei sani tes. Some suggest saying the bracha of a mavdol with the shame of malchus without a cup. That's not true. That's incorrect. So the first sheet that says you're tmutar lechol. There's a gemara that says he did not eat. He waited until the next day. Because there was nothing for Abdullah, which sounds like the second sheet that you must wait till the next day. That was not an ikaradin. That a meimer undertook his own chumra, but it wasn't a chiyuv that we put on other people that they have to not eat and wait till the next day and to eat. The second opinion says no, that the Gemara is telling you a halacha. So if he anticipates getting the next day, shilo l'macher. Now, Makhr means Hanu B'Boyker in the morning. If he only anticipates getting wine the next day, only by an evening time, which means he would have to fast all the Motzei Shabbos and the whole day, that you're not Makhriyub to do. And possibly anything, if it's going to be in the afternoon already, as opposed to the morning, so that the person is not Makhriyub to wait and he's allowed to eat according to this. Opinion. Even the first one said you can eat anyway. The member was just being macro on himself. The second one said, no, the member is telling you, lo, so if you anticipate getting wine the next day, so you can't eat, well, the next day means in the morning, but if you're not going to get the wine until the afternoon, then you can eat without avdol. So in that situation, lo yoichol, the filo motzi shabbos, lo yomtiv, gamkin lo yoichol, imen lo kais. Even in the case where yomtiv is motzi shabbos, so you won't eat motzi shabbos, and you'll make kiddush and Havdolah the next morning of Yom Tov. That's a Magen Rabbah. So the Mishabur, what happened to Pas? We just said before that there's a sheet that holds you can say the Kiddush on the Pas and the Havdolah on the Pas as well. So why are you waiting until the next day? Mershein Pas, Gamke, Dimli Yesh Pas, Lechriya Ramah, Liyab Sebei, Ziyachal Havdolah Pas. So a person was stuck without Pas, and without Yayin, and he anticipates getting wine the next day, he should wait till the next day, even though it's Yomtiv, to say the Kiddush and the Havdalah and eat the next day. He won't eat Motzei Shabbos. And the Macher and Shiyavdol. V'yesh l'hachlik yisra z'orach v'nazum. Mishmur says we follow the second Shita, that a Meimer was not doing his own personal Chumrah, but that's the Iker Adin, that if a person did not have a cup for Havdalah of Yayin or Chamar Medina, and he anticipates getting one the next morning, he has to wait till the next morning to eat. A person is weak and it's hard for him to wait, then he can be made like the first shita. There's no wine, but the shab is you eat without a dollar. Okay, if he only has one kreis, does not anticipate getting a second one, and you hold it, that benching requires a kreis, so what should you do? Okay, so if he expects to get a new cup tomorrow, so then what do you do? So you have one kreis to say Abdullah. Now you keep benching needs a kreis. So you wait till tomorrow, you'll bench on the kreis tomorrow. So then okay, that's what he suggests. Even if your brichas mazon requires a kais, if you don't have a kais available, you're not mechuyav not to eat. So, fine. So then, if it's still potentially dilutable, so you will say Havdalah, drink a Mali Lugmav, and then add in water. You'll add in water, and now it will replenish it to the shear of a ravine. The shear of Mizug way back there in Resh Beis, I discussed what the shiur of Mizug is. There seems to be two shiurim said in Mizug. The Iker that Mizug seems to be is for us is a ratio of one cup wine to 3 cups of water, and it seems to be up to the shiur of 6 cups of water is still considered wine.
Six to one.
The person grappled with is our wine strong enough that would be true? That, you know, by the time you get to that type of ratio, it's really so I think that they do allow a third wine and 2/3 water. They don't want you to go past that. Okay. Dalit, Misha ein yodah masegah zikus yayin l'kiddush u'havdolo. So you only can afford wine for one, either for kiddush or for havdolo, but not for both. So yikdal havdolo mishum l'kiddush efshem v'pas. You will use bread for kiddush, and you'll use the wine for havdolo. Yikdal havdolo chafei. So this thing was really mentioned before. There it was born in the discussion if you're not able to use pas for kiddush. So it said this did. So that the main place is over here, really. The Mishabur says that I discussed over there. Now, Mishabur deals over there with, let's say I have shaker. So what do? I have a cup of shaker and a cup of wine. So Shabur comes out with that you should use Yayin for the Kiddush and use say Havdolah on the Shaker. Okay.
Does the pass for Havdolah, does that need to be Shalom?
You can't use pass for Havdolah.
Oh, I thought you said you could. Is that a secondary opinion or something?
No, only in a case where Matzi Shav is Yom Tov.
Oh, I see.
And once you're saying Kiddush, which you can say on the pass, so once you decide you could say Havdol in the pass also, but Stam Havdol you can't, regular Shishav is not Yom Tov, you can't use pass at all. Okay. Hey, im ein yod masegas liktos shemen l'ner chanukah v'yayin l'avdola ner chanukah kodeh. So I have a choice between buying the oil for the primary mitzvah, which means one ner for chanukah, not the mitzvah, the mahadrin. Either I can afford oil for my one ner of chanukah, or I can use the same money to buy wine for havdola. So ner chanukah is odif. So the Pesumah Nisa has advantage, and Pesumah, if you don't light the Nair, you're not the limits at all. Over here, at least you'll say Havdolah in the Tefillah. Vav, Omer Havdolah Meyushuf, Yeshamim Meumad, Hey Noigim Medina Seilu. So the Mechaber says you should say it's sitting down. Mishabur says the case is talking about a case where he wants to other people. And the rest of the people, Chazal required that to be much to somebody else, it has to be in an oifen of kviyas. So when you see it together, there's element of kviyas. And people are standing, it's lacking in kviyas, and therefore you can't be much to them. The Yeshurim says that you should have to say it Mu'umad, because specifically Havdalah, which is said to usher out the Shabbos, so it's appropriate when you usher out the queen that you say it's standing. Shabur will then say that you should make, if you're arguing with other people, you have to show you that you have an element of kviyas, so people should not be wandering around, they should be standing still, preferably like around the table or something like that. Gives example of something with hadas, but it's lavdafka hadas. So you hold the yain in your right hand, and you hold the hadas, the besom in your left hand. Vorach layayin. Meshul not hadas. We mean that you switch the besom to your right hand. Vayayin besmol. You still hold it onto the yain with your left hand. Vorach hadas. Umapso yain liyamin. Then you put it back. Okay. So the Mishaburo Meyushov Chavzayim. Marik Shemotzei Lechem Yerichavosan. The reason why you have to be seated is because you're Motzei people as well, and therefore Kain Kimin Techa Partech Rari Yesh Lehem Yesh Lehem Kulm Niyos Kviyas. It has to be known from the Kviyas. which means they have to be seated. So all of them have to be seated. What's the second opinion that the Ruma brings? The kibun shuhu havoyas hamelech emalav and elamumet. So accompanying the melech out requires standing. He invites them to come, and they stand still, and the mechavan lotzes. So once they're being yoyed to the havdolah by being with the hazmona and standing there for that, so they can also be yoyed to the birchas hayayin.
This idea of sitting to be mugs is because it's a birchas hanan, and by other mitzvahs we don't sit. We don't sit by tkiyas shofar or.
Any birchas in hand in the chazal requires
so
you
to
done.
Okay.
You know, when I met somebody else in the bracha, they're supposed to be element of kriyas. By met other people in mitzvahs, like you met the birchas hashavah, chazal required a minyan. You know, the birchas hashachar, you met somebody else, you require, unless the person is in a book and can't say it, so then has to be done. There's a minyan there.
And
mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you don't need that.
Uh-huh.
In other words, Chazal put different types of kviyas in halachas. In even though mikra than shmei kaina, these aren't things. The Chazal added these extra elements. V'chein noigim that they stand. V'yakta haz kliyam v'itayim v'barach miyushim k'mam b'shar kiddush le'el simon b'shanal sifyud v'hago. So once you're saying the kiddush be yeshiva, you should say the havdolah be yeshiva as well. To give a chashiva to the bracha, you hold the item that you make a bracha on in your right hand. But then you switch then after you make the bracha on the yain, you switch the summon to your right hand. And the yain is small. Why do you say put the cup of wine down and just make a bracha on the psalmim? So that's wrong. Also, the once chazar kaveya to say the not just the havdalah but the other things on the kois as well. You have to say it on the kois. You have to hold the kois. B'shas ma'is. It's not ma'akev. That the person should do the chafila. Mavorach al hadas u'menichoy. Rebbe Tzibanai mavorach b'refiyesh b'rei merei horesh. Kamas or yain liminu yigarma havdalah. So you're still holding the cup of wine in your left hand as you're making the bracha of Mareho Eish, and then you move the yain back to your right hand, and you say Abdullah, the bracha of Abdullah on the wine in your right hand. Mishabura says, which is really not the main point of what he's trying to say, but you see the Mishabura says that the order is looking at your fingernails and then making the bracha of Mari Ha'esh. Mari says the truth about it is the correct order is to make the bracha. So the shaila is, it is the Birchas HaShavach or Birchas HaNehenim? It's the Birchas HaShavach. All Birchas HaShavach are really said afterwards. You look at the yam and you say the bracha of some separations. Whatever the bracha that you say, different sheetahs. You don't first close your eyes and say the bracha and open up and you see it. Then you make. Then you give the so I saw. I see the nair, the or, and then I give sheva. The bracha is in the henin. So first I give. I say the bracha and then I'm the henin. So which one is it? So Mishabura seems to understand that the bracha is a shevach, so you would first look and then you would be make the bracha. So Rashi says, he suggests the Iker Din is that all the way around, he says, but since it's a machloikas, he says suggests that you should actually do both shittas. You should look, make a bracha, and then look again. This way you're covering saying the bracha in the appropriate time in front of both shittas.
He doesn't say to hold the candle during the Baramari Haish.
No.
Why is that?
Because the bracha is not really on the candle, it's on the Aish. It's on the Or.
Right, so I'm holding the thing that holds. I'm most not holding the Pesam, I'm holding the. Unless I'm holding Hadass, then maybe I am.
I don't know. Right. I never hold the name. Interesting question. I never thought about it. I never hold the name.
You're saying the kid usually holds it, right?
It's like
you're saying you have a standing thing. You're saying
I have a standing thing, yeah. Okay, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. Zion, if Hashem will call me Abayis, Abdullah, but Beis Haknesses, and Yiskav, and Shalotzes, and Avdil, and Abayis. If everybody heard it already, if they weren't, they didn't have planned to be Yotzes, you'd have to say it again. And obviously, if one of the person did not have the das to be yotze, for sure you say it again. I'm not sure what the chiddush is over here. Like, yeah. Let's see over here, Mr. Baru. Kavanei bayis. I was Yotze, but somebody wasn't Yotze, I can be Motzi him. What about now? The child is Motzi women. What's the status of women? That's the next if. Which we're not going to get to tonight. See, what everybody heard, if they called out to be Yotze, so they're not Yotze, you would say it again. And the standard was not to be Yotze in Shul. And she said, Abdullah Shabbayas, Arul Kilo, Hibdilu, Chloe, Hibdilu, Klavon, Afikbo. So that's the standard. Therefore, it's almost like you had that kavanah b'daf. To be the chum ain't seven hundred dollars of basic nesses. Till the base of the local lotzi, you shouldn't be yotze over there. Let's sit down and learn. You should go home and be mitzvah b'nei
bayis. What about
sitting there? The three might say, "I want to be yotze in shuls. I can stay and learn." No, you should go home and be mitzvah b'nei bayis. You should go be mitzvah b'nei bayis. Because of Mogi Ram, it's common lots of berachas of dollar. I didn't hear the Rebbe Pirgofen. But the Mavdol said the Rebbe Pirgofen. So he said Abdullah the Kais. I had gone to be Yotze with the Mavdol. That's good enough. So I have the situation, let's say Bakr finishes Shemoneh Esrei just in time to hear that. He didn't hear the Rebbe Pirgofen, but he heard the Hamavdol. So he's Yotze. As long as the person who said Abdullah said all the Kais. So he heard Abdullah, okay, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be good to the rape people. Okay.